Congratulations to the Rochester Business Journal Fast Start. We have Bree Morris here in the studio with us, the founder and owner of Be More Marketing.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So let's talk about Be More Marketing. Again, you're the founder, the owner, the creator, the visionary. You wear all the hats.
That's right. Absolutely. So I founded Be More actually in September of 2018. And it was kind of at a time where everything was happening at once. I had just had a baby.
Oh, my goodness.
I had been working in my family business for years, and they were kind of winding down towards retirement. And I had kind of the world in front of me saying, okay, which direction do I want to go here? And I was working with a really great business coach, and he helped me kind of establish this vision. And I've always been an entrepreneur. I've always had that passion, that tenacity to really want to make things my own. And so I said, why not start now? And so I went down to the county clerk's office and got my DBA, and I was open for business. So
there you go. Just like that.
Wow.
I mean, nothing going on. I don't have a new baby or anything.
Like, why not? Well. I'm one of those people. I always have to be busy. So that was another thing to add to it.
So kind of explain what your vision is and what it is that you guys do at Be More Marketing.
Absolutely. So I started out with the vision of helping small to medium-sized business owners really establish their overall goals and objectives for their business. And a lot of people can do that, obviously. There's a ton of great people in marketing in this city. But for me, it was very personal because growing up in a family business, I have worked with my family for years, ever since I was little. And I had that insight with working with my dad, the owner, and saying, here's what he was looking for. Here's the things that we faced. And so I felt like it was a great opportunity for me to be able to reach out to other business owners and say, hey, let's sit down and talk about some of your struggles and how we can overcome those. And nothing is cookie cutter for me. I love to obviously approach each one unique for that client. And so that's what I do today, is really just help them with that vision, overall strategy, and bring that to fruition. So whether it be through public relations, marketing, whether we're talking traditional marketing with direct mail or email marketing, and then obviously social media as well being
kind of
so
a big
huge.
Deal now, right?
Yeah, kind of a big deal. Let me just mention that.
Yeah.
So social media too. So all of those things combined, just bringing that to fruition, and event marketing and all of that. So
it's interesting that you bring the perspective from what your clients are kind of going through. And I think that probably is an immense help to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And being able to sit down with them. A lot of times I like to sit down with the actual owner of the business and say, hey, talk to me about your struggles. What keeps you up at night? What are some of the things that you're thinking about, and really get to the bottom of that instead of saying, here's what you need to do. I like them to tell me what their vision is and how I can make that happen for them.
You know, anytime we talk to any entrepreneur, I always feel like you guys are kind of wired differently.
Yes, I'd say I am.
Many people have the thought of, I have an idea for my business and I want to do this or I want to do that. Yeah. But actually having the follow through, and honestly, the courage as well, because, I mean, talk about how scary it is, because you're betting on yourself.
Yes, absolutely. There is a ton of pressure every single day. You just have to really stay positive and get up with that tenacity and that drive to make it happen. And I think just having that faith and knowing, like, okay, I am just going to put my heart and soul into this every day. I am going to stay up late if I have to. I'm going to take calls all the time when I have to. And so I think just looking at it that way, instead of looking at the negative and saying, oh my gosh, I can fail, you have to really look at it as, oh my goodness, I could really succeed at this, and I could help so many people. That's a part of my business I love, is helping people, because I'm able to see them get from point A to point Z and help them see that dream come to fruition. So it's really fun.
It's such a go-getter mentality. You have to.
Like, right?
There's really like no option for it.
There's no other option.
No, seriously. I mean, when I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, they say that like failure, it isn't an option.
Exactly.
It simply isn't. You can't even have that in your head.
Yeah, that's how you have to look at it for sure.
So what year did you launch the business?
It was actually last year.
Last year.
Wow.
So 2018,
okay.
Yeah, of September. We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary. Diane and I were just, thank you. We were just talking about how we are going to celebrate, obviously.
Sure.
And I guess I envisioned initially a big one balloon for our 1 year anniversary,
right?
you know, super girly and fun.
With Instagram pics and all the hashtags.
Exactly,
yes, of course.
Of course, social.
Well, I mean, it's on brand for your marketing.
Yes,
but.
Of course, yeah.
What would you say that you've learned throughout this first year, again, since we're almost there, just around around the corner here with September.
Oh my goodness. I have learned so much. I would say that one of the greatest things I've learned is to align yourself with people that know more than you. I think that's one of the biggest things. And really don't play the comparison game, because that can really set you back. And mm-hmm. I think that looking at it and saying, hey, these people are successful. How did they get there? And how can I make it my own and also be successful mm-hmm. is the key. So I've made some really great partnerships with people throughout the city, really talented people that have taught me a lot, and we work so well together. And going forward, I mean, that's just how I want to continue to build my business, is working with people that know more than me. I can learn from them, they can learn from me, and we can kind of have a great partnership. So
I mean, that being humble like that is such a key,
because
there's certainly a lot of people out there, again, that they want to be the boss, right? It's my way or the highway, whatever I say goes. And very few of those people actually achieve as much success as those who realize, you know, if I could be good at delegating and being good at knowing who around me is best at this or that, then that's an incredibly great skill.
And even being able to like take the back seat and just like learn, all these people that are going to help you in the long run. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the things that's been so helpful for me is not only being surrounded by people in person that are kind of coaching me along, but also with podcasts. So that's been so big for me. If I'm getting ready in the morning, I always want to be learning. If I'm driving somewhere, I can learn from so many people that went ahead of me.
Absolutely.
Sure. So that's been helpful.
You said you've kind of always been an entrepreneur. So other than Be More Marketing, what else have you done in the past? And when did this start? Was this like when you were a little kid or
so it
lemonade
was funny.
Stands and all that?
It's really funny because when I was little, I would set up this whole news station in my parents' house, and I was probably like 8 or 9, and I would do the nightly news.
That's
so
amazing.
I said that I wanted to be the next Jenny Ryan. And so I shadowed her when I was 15.
Really?
And my parents were so great about helping me like try to find that vision of what I want to do with my life. And so I shadowed her, and it was awesome, and I learned so much. And that's how I decided I wanted to go into communications. So I went to NAS and I went for ComRet, so communications and rhetoric, and then minored in marketing. And from that, I saw, okay, I don't want to do just necessarily broadcasting where I'm like just stuck to one thing. But if I do communications, there's so many options. And so then I was also working in my family business while I was in college and all throughout my life. And so I had that background in, it was a construction company, and my dad started it from the ground up. So having that kind of go ahead of me and being able to learn from him and be a part of running the marketing and directing the marketing, that's really the entrepreneurial, that's where it all began. That's where that spirit kind of lived, and saying, hey, I love doing this. I love sharing with others what we can do for them and really make it my own. And so that's kind of carried over into Be More.
That's fantastic.
How many employees do you have?
I have one. So we're very small still.
Right.
However, like I said, I have some great partnerships as well. So kind of aligning with people that do other things where we can partner together. But I have an incredible marketing assistant, and she really helps me keep everything together. And she's here in the studio today, and she's just been great. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, moving forward again, we're almost to year one. What do you have as your vision for the future? What is it like that you'd like to try to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this year I had the honor of working on the Rochester International Air Show. And so that has been so much fun. And through that experience, I learned that I really love acting as a spokesperson for brands and companies. And so I love that type of thing where I'm off script and they just put me on camera and I'm able to just speak to their brand. And so many of my clients have said, hey, we don't want to go on camera. You know, we're just so uncomfortable with that.
Sure.
So it's worked out great. I really love it.
The news thing is coming back.
Full
circle.
So that's where it's been really fun, because I'm following my passion. Those are my favorite days when I'm on camera and we're doing fun stuff like that. So going forward, I really see growing my brand into that sort of realm, as well as continuing the same thing that we're doing now and just growing. So
now, for anyone listening who is like, I want to be like her, what would your advice be?
Well, kind of like I said before, I started really young and really shadowing people that, like I said, Jenny Ryan, people that inspired me. So find those people that inspire you, find out what they do, reach out to them. People are so willing to help you get where you want to go.
Which I don't think a lot of people realize, by the way.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Because
just email them.
Typically, someone has helped them along the way, right?
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
You know, especially like in broadcasting, like, you know.
Yeah, like I'm learning this right now. I'm very like new to the industry. I've been here for 2 years, and So many people have helped me from other markets that I've literally never met. Exactly. Like, I just shoot them an email, send them an air check. They give me stellar advice. Exactly. And we go from there. And everyone's so willing to help, you know, build you and help you grow and develop. And it's so cool.
And honestly, if they're not, they're probably not somebody you want to learn from anyway.
Yeah, so.
True.
Exactly.
Yes. You want to find those people that are open to helping you. So I say reach out to those people, find them. Jump into the field as much as you can, listen to those podcasts, and just have that faith that you can take it to the next level. And I say just march down to that county clerk's office and get your DBA.
Yeah.
Bree Morris, founder, owner of Be More Marketing. Congratulations on coming up on a year.
And, thank you.
Best of luck to you moving forward. And congrats again on being named the Rochester Business Journal Fast Start.
Thank you so much.